Blog Talk Radio.
To the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, landline, Facebook, Twitter, however you're listening to the show, thank you guys for tuning in this morning. The call-in number to the show is 516-531-9483, and you can call in and listen live to the show. And then if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's episode, you can press the number one on your keypad and I will put you on the air. Now, those of you who are listening via my show page at Blog Talk Radio, you should see an icon there on my show page that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and go ahead and set that up. Take you about 1 minute to set that up, and you'll be able to get show notes anytime that I'm having a show. It'll shoot you some show notes and tell you what's going on with the show. And if you like the topic or the episode or whatever you want to call it, then you have the opportunity to get to it and listen in. All right, again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Now, today's episode is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. And again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Now, I guess let's get the preliminaries out of the way. Let's get to our weather. Right now, it's 72 degrees in the ATL, looking at a high today of 80. Looking at rain showers starting about 3 or 4 o'clock throughout the evening, and then again early morning. So, you know, but who knows how that's going to work out, right? Who knows how that's going to work out? They give these predictions, but, you know, you really can't predict Mother Nature. Now, tomorrow, the weekend eve, Friday, we're looking at cloudy skies, 81. Saturday, partly sunny, 83. Sunday, rain, 82. Monday, rain, 82. So it looks like the best day to fire up your grill is going to be college football Saturday. So let's get that in. Let's fire up those grills on Saturday and get some good food down our necks. And let's go from there, right? I love to grill. I mean, I work these rotating shifts, so sometimes I have to work the mid shift, which is like 2:30 in the afternoon until 10:30 at night. And so, when I get home at night, you know, close to midnight, hey, if I've got something that I've marinated throughout the day or whatever, man, I'll come home, I'll fire up my grill at midnight. Huh? I'll fire it up at midnight. I mean, what's the difference? I'm just out there cooking, right? I'm not out there having a party. I'm just out there cooking. It's no different from coming home at 5 o'clock in the afternoon and firing up your grill. Right? It's no difference. Okay, so that's how I like to do it, and I love to grill. Y'all know that. So that's your weather. Now, let's see. What's today's word of the day is orotund, O-R-O-T-U-N-D, orotund. Orotund is an adjective, and it means marked by fullness, strength, and clarity of sound. Marked by fullness, strength, and clarity of sound. The second meaning is excessively elevated or inflated. Okay? Orotund. Excessively elevated or inflated. Pompous. Bombastic. Okay? Pompous. You heard somebody say, he's a pompous ass. That means excessively elevated or excessively inflated. Is orotund. So that's a great word. So grab that, guys, and use it however you want, right? Okay? So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. Today's episode is entitled Bill Cosby is sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison. Is this right? We want to discuss this discipline that has been handed down to Bill Cosby. And, you know, for me, I don't know. Okay. I don't know. He admitted to doing these things. So he admitted to this crime or whatever. And the only part that I seem to be getting frustrated with is the statute of limitations. Okay, so why was this trial, or why would these allegations, or why would these charges not put on him? Why were these charges put on him so late in the game? Well over 20 years ago, when he committed these crimes, did they happen? Okay, so and so to put someone in prison, especially an 80-year-old man, but if you know, is that the only reason not to put him in prison, because he's 80 years old? I don't think so. Okay, but to, you know, to put someone in prison without having any evidence. But again, you know, he admitted to doing it. But my thing is, I just don't know the law to that extent, as far as, you know, can they bring him in at this point? Can they charge him at this point? You know, can they put him in prison at this point? And all those answers seem to be yes. Okay? And because he did these things, you know, he's going to prison. And I, you know, I feel for him, feel for his wife, feel for his family. And you know, we don't know what's gonna come about from Bill Cosby over the next few years. Okay, he may be someone that we never hear from again. Okay, of course you'll see some of his stuff, some of his work on TV, but will it be something that you see over the next few years? You know, we probably again, we probably will not see Bill Cosby again. Now, we'll probably hear that he passed away in prison, or this guy may live to be 100 years old and get out of prison and continue to go. Who knows, right? But right now, he's in a prison cell, locked up. And you know, I never want to see anyone go to jail. And especially if they're going to jail for, you know, for no reason. Or if they go to jail just because, you know, someone said something and the court believed what they said. I just don't want anyone to go to prison or jail I don't know. It drives me up the wall to think of what's going on with Bill Cosby. Okay, I know what would be going on with me. You know, and to you know, to do this to women again, you know, I'm not condoning what he did. I don't think it was right. But, you know, these women go for 20 over 20 years and don't say anything about it, and then all of a sudden one of them gets the notion to take him to court. Then these other ones, you know, pull out their little book. Yeah, he did this to me too. He did this to me too. He did this to me too. And you know, pretty much he had already given these women some money. But the key is they want even more money. okay? Even more money. And that's usually the root of a lot of these things that happen. Now, they say, Frank, well, what do you think, Frank? Either yay or nay, yes or no? And that's a hard pill to swallow. But I have to say that, he confessed to doing this stuff. So if the laws are there where he has to go to trial and be sentenced and all this and go to prison, then hopefully they did due diligence all through those processes, and justice was done. But just from being an outsider looking in, you just think that they wouldn't put that 80-year-old man, rich man, in prison. Okay? I don't know what kind of prison he's in. I don't know if it's some kind of, minimum security stuff where, he can see anybody, talk to anybody, hug on anybody, have his wife come in and spend some hours with him. I don't know. Okay? But it has to be humbling. What I mean by that is, hey, you're Bill Cosby. You're Bill Cosby. And now you've been reduced to just being Bill. And for that, as an 80-year-old man, who's used to a certain lifestyle, who's used to traveling and doing things and being recognized all over the world, being invited to speak here and speak there, being one of the most recognized people, celebrities on the planet. And now you're in prison probably for the rest of your life. It's unfathomable to me. It's unfathomable to me. Think of, being in prison for the rest of my life. Whether you're 80 years old or 40 years old, it's unfathomable to me to have to go to prison. It's just horrible. So when you think of it that way, I have to say that, my condolences to his family, his wife, and the people who are close to him, but probably going to have to write this one off, okay? I know it's weird, and you can't believe it's happening. It's starting to sink in now. It's surreal. But it is what it is. Right? It is what it is. So with that, I'm going to close this thing down and let you guys know that, live your life that you want to do and just, don't get into the illegal stuff. Don't get into the illegal stuff. I think that Mr. Cosby had enough cash that he wouldn't have to, drug these women and then play with them. If you want to do some kinky stuff with a woman, hey, pay her. you know, pay her and do your kinky stuff. She'll let you do whatever you want to do with, as long as it doesn't involve pain, right? There are women out here all over the place who just lay their body on the bed and say, take me, if you give them that, what they're asking for, the money that they're asking for, right? And you know, most of these women aren't down in the dumps, been smoking crack and then like that and doing it for a hit. A lot of them are great-looking, clean women. Of course, they want more for their services than these little crackheads on the street. But, hey, that's what you pay for, right? That's what you pay for. And then, you know, one more thing before I get out of here. This guy that Trump's trying to get into the Supreme Court, he's not going to make it. Okay, he's not going to make it. He's from he's from Yale, and now the students and everyone from Yale have staged a sit-in. A sit-in is they're in school, but they sitting in the hallways refusing to go to class until these investigators investigate this Kavanaugh dude. All these allegations and all these women who are coming out and saying things against him, just like Bill Cosby, these things are not unwarranted. So they're warranted for an investigation. And these students are saying until these investigations happen, they're not going to go to school. They're not going to go to class. So it's literally shutting down the university. Okay? It's literally shutting down the university. And if you shut down a university for a period of time, I don't know how long it takes, but I'm sure that you know, they can't continue to run their school and their business without their students. Okay? That's the lifeline of their business, of their school. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys. It's Thursday, Friday Eve, right? Take care of yourselves. Be good. I'll see you in about 23.5 hours. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Come on. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like Popeye. Money changing colors like Tata. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a finger on your foot, it made the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey, hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Designer, clothes. Like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry, whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye. Money, yeah, that skillet, watch me flip it like a fire guy. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a jet, check, yeah, boogies they sit on my lip. I don't regret, yeah, I'm betting I don't got a debt. You crawl for you wrong, you can't ball if you breathe. All my dogs on the wall, we gon' ball. Me. Democracy, you wanna copy me? Watch. Life Monopoly, go copy some letters and property. AP, Rose, pink diamonds, wool, whip up the soda, diamonds off the roids. Watching me whip up, still be real and fame. Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. In the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisted like a stir fry. Like a stir fry.
casket drop dead, pressing, I got dead.